This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Tribune reports that a federal judge in Victoria, Texas, rejected a lawsuit on Friday filed by Attorney General Ken Paxton against a Biden administration program that allows up to 360,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to legally migrate to the U.S. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, who has previously ruled against the Biden administration and other immigration-related lawsuits, wrote in his opinion that he does not address the lawfulness of the program, rather that Texas has not established that it has standing to sue. A Paris police officer responded Friday night shortly before 9 p.m. to the Atwood store in reference to a suspicious man who had been in a dressing room for about a half an hour and would not come out. 44-year-old Antonio Sessions of Greenville eventually came out and ran towards the exit, but was detained by the officer and during the struggle gained possession of the officer's taser and pointed it at him. The officer then shot Sessions in the chest, who died after he was transported to the hospital. Sessions was a convicted felon wanted in Rockwall County for assault on a public servant, resisting arrest, and drug charges. Texas Rangers are investigating. We have more details on our news website. The PJC Presidential Search Committee has announced that three finalists have been named for the position. The finalists are Dr. Stephen Michael Benson, Dr. Joel Michaelis, and Dr. Kevin Rose. Public forums for faculty, staff, students, and the public will be held at 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the PJC Math and Science Building for Dr. Rose on Wednesday, March 20th, Dr. Michaelis on Thursday, March 21st, and Dr. Benson on Friday, March 22nd. Bios of the three candidates are on our news website. A 28-year-old Antlers woman has died after a crash in Pushmataha County Sunday morning. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol reports Brittany Casey was driving her SUV on Oklahoma Highway 3 when she ran off the road, overcorrected, and then drove down the other side of the road. The car overturned, she was ejected, and was pronounced dead at the scene. The Skills USA team from Paris High School's Career and Technology Education Department recently brought home several medals from the Skills USA District 5 competition at TSTC Waco. The students competed in multiple contests as individuals and teams. Categories included photography, mobile robotics, engineering-related design jobs, and automotives. All students advanced to the Skills USA state competition and will compete in the first week of April in Corpus Christi. Raymond Antoine Larry was arrested Sunday for violation of the probation he was on for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held in the Hopkins County Jail. Alliance Bank is sponsoring the first annual Man Bingo benefiting the Hopkins County Healthcare Foundation. Man Bingo, or Mingle, will be held on April 18th. Proceeds will fund free heart calcium tests for Hopkins County men. The Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce has Eclipse merchandise at the Chamber office, including t-shirts, stickers, and glasses. With tens of thousands of visitors targeting Hopkins County for April 8th, don't wait until the last minute. The Chamber also has an Eclipse website, totaleclipsesstex.com, in which you can upload information about events, attractions, lodging, retail shops, and restaurants. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.